We are honored to have Barry Manilow join us here on WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM 101.5, a man whose mark on music and entertainment will live on forever. First of all, how are you doing with the new normal here with this coronavirus going around?
I think we're all getting used to it now. We're just all getting used to it. Hopefully this thing will follow the rules and everything will go back to normal as soon as possible.
We certainly hope so. Well, you're at it again in the creative corner. Night Songs 2. You've already had great success with Night Songs 5 years ago. You even got a Grammy nomination out of it. Now, Night Songs 2, it debuted at its release at number 2 on the Billboard Independent Albums chart, number 3 on the Billboard Current Pop Albums chart. So tell us what the thinking is behind Night Songs 2.
You know, this was a personal album for me. The first one, now and again, I would sit at the piano and I would play and sing some of the songs that I've always loved. And that was it. You know, I have a great system here in my studio. So they all sounded great when I did it. And I collected all of them, and that's it. But I made a CD to a couple of my friends on that one, and they kept saying, wow, you know, I play this all day long and all night long. So we released that one, and people really connected with it. And then, like you say, we got a Grammy nomination. Well, the same thing happened with this one. I just, now and again, when I would get a couple of hours, I'd sit at the piano, and I would play and sing some of these great songs. And that's how these albums happened. They never really were meant to be albums. They just were meant to be a personal batch of songs that I've always loved.
It's mostly just you and the piano. Why not full orchestration?
I just wanted to sit and play and sing some of these songs. And that was it. It was never meant to be anything else. You know, what's interesting that, like you say, it entered high up in the charts, and I'm in between Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. I mean, you know, it's very encouraging to have an album like this filled with beautiful, beautiful songs and beautifully written songs by some of the masters of songwriting. And that means people are connecting with these kinds of songs. It's very encouraging.
You know, Barry, it seems that eventually contemporary artists tap into the American songbook. I mean, Rod Stewart did it. James Taylor just released his American Standard CD. Why redo songs that have already been done and done again? I mean, My Funny Valentine goes back to the 30s.
You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine.
You know, maybe it's fresh, even though that might be, you know, old and old. Maybe it might sound fresh to people. I know that a lot of the younger generation is discovering melody. You know, they've grown up with rap, hip-hop, and loads of great rhythm. But this is a new sound for younger people. Melody and stories, lyrics that have stories to them. It might just be fresh and new for a generation.
My favorite work of art.
How difficult will it be to mix some of these new creations into your Hits Come Home show in Las Vegas?
Well, I haven't even thought about doing that, but if I did it, it'd be real easy. Like, you know, just turn down the lights and get me to a piano and I can do the whole album.
How has the spread of the coronavirus affected your schedule? And you have, what, 50 dates planned for this year, right?
Yeah, nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows nothing. They just, they've canceled everything in Las Vegas. They're just canceling everything. It's the only way, the only thing we have to fight this thing is just to stop and stay home. That's what's happening in Las Vegas, too. So, you know, we'll see what happens if we can get a new schedule eventually.
This is 6 consecutive decades now of top 40 charting albums. Your first one was back January 1975 with Barry Manilow 2. Quite a success story, I'd have to say, as you look back.
Oh, yeah, it's the biggest surprise ever. My story is that I never really wanted to be an entertainer, a performer, or a singer at all. My goal was to be an arranger like Nelson Riddle or Don Costa. That's what I wanted to do. I did that for many years for other singers. That's what, where I was going. You know, I went to the Juilliard School of Music and I learned about orchestration. And I was raring to go. That's what I was going to do with my life. But, you know, they talk about your chosen career. Well, my career chose me.
Hey, are you still writing jingles and commercials like Mac Tonight?
No, well, they don't do them anymore. They don't. Can you tell me a jingle that's current? There is none. Which I think is, you know, I think that's foolish because I think that these commercials made us remember the product very clearly. You know, You Deserve a Break Today, which I bet you remember. And they still played Like a Good Neighbor. State Farm is there, the one that I wrote all those years ago. You know, I always think, you know, boy, if they had jingles, I think their product would sell better, but they don't do that anymore.
I did some research and found that your first visit to Maryland to perform was in 1975 at the Annapolis National Guard Armory. You also performed at the old Capitol Center in Largo, Meriwether Post, and here in Baltimore at the Baltimore Arena back in 2013. What special memories stand out for you on your trips to Maryland and Baltimore?
Well, of course, it's the Meriwether Post Pavilion. I mean, that, you know, first of all, you know, I used to be Bette Midler's conductor and her piano player. And my big memory is I did in between Act One and Act Two, Bette allowed me to sing three of my own songs. And so I remember standing in the wings of the Meriwether Post Pavilion, terrified to go out there in front of all those people and sing my three songs. And the audiences there were so kind to me. They should not have been kind to me because they were waiting for Bette to come back. And they were so great to me. It was I will never forget that moment.
Entertainment legend Barry Manilow. Congratulations, Barry, on all of your hard work throughout the decades and continued success. Thanks for joining us on WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM 101.5.
Bye-bye.
Wait for you till the sun falls.